237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. If you're just joining us, welcome to the program. It is the show about you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
You were pointing at me.
No, I'm just, that's the hidden indicator, off-the-air indicator for you to take it from here and explain why the show is about you.
Well, the show is about you because you can call in at any time and talk about whatever is on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. Just whatever it is you want to talk about, whether it's something that we've already been covering tonight or something brand new. It doesn't matter. It's your show.
Exactly. My name is Ian.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. Personal issues, political stuff, whatever it is that's on your mind, we want to hear about it. And you can also email the show. Maybe you're not nearby a phone. Maybe you can't get to one until after the show's over. We'll go ahead and type up an email and shoot it to ftl@freetalklive.com. How old am I?
freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231.
1-800-259-9231. So, what did we cover last hour, guys? We talked about Black Friday, some holiday stories, some rip-off stories, the B-man who basically foiled the cops with a can of bees as he was trying to rob a store of some CD-ROMs or something like that.
Curses! Foiled again!
We talked about gays adopting in Florida.
Or not adopting, as the case may be. As it stands right now, which... We started to get into a discussion about that.
Well,
and
let's
then
recap it.
We kind of got cut off because of a break and then never came back to it. Basically, what's going on for people who are just tuning in is a group of 20 local and national organizations in Florida and then, of course, nationwide have started a group called the Coalition for Fair Adoption, which are trying to repeal a 27-year-old law in the state of Florida that bars gays and lesbians from adopting children in the state of Florida. And Florida is the only state in the country that has a law like that on the books. The only one. And this is, it's not just single gay parents. It's single gay parents and gay couples are completely barred from adopting. And Manwich
was
claiming that he's a supporter of the ban on gay adoption because of the homosexual agenda.
I see an agenda. I see that, you know, it's sort of backdooring it with these foster kids.
Oh, man. Did you have to use that one?
You're terrible. You know, I'm sure that these gay guys are providing very good homes, and I'm sure that there's gay women also, but they aren't mentioned in the article.
Right, and the issue at hand, just there are already four gay men is who this whole thing is centered around. There are four gay men who are currently raising foster children in Florida and have been raising these children for years and can't adopt them. So that's...
Right. I'm sure that they're providing loving homes for these kids. I think that it's being used by the greater gay population in order to, you know, get this whole...
You know, you sound like some of our listeners, man. You almost sound like a conspiracy theorist.
The greater gay population. You know, at their monthly meetings, they've been talking about this. It's been handed down from headquarters that... These are the things that they're going to work on now. This is the new gay agenda.
Here's the point that I have.
Okay.
The point is you know, it's there's certainly the foster kids are far less marketable than regular creamy white infant kids. I mean, there's a huge market. I mean, there's a 10-year wait to get yourself a little white baby.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying that this is the truth. This is how long it is. I happen to have been one of those creamy white babies that was adopted after 10 years. My parents waited 9 years to adopt me.
Jackie is one of those as well.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's been quite some time.
Right.
This was back in the 60s. But it doesn't change the fact that I just don't think that the gays should be added to this pool when heterosexual couples are sort of what nature intended. You know, they should get first dibs on these kids, the premium kids.
Right. And I think you're a homophobe.
And you know what?
Thanks.
A heterosexual couple did get first dibs. They didn't want the kid. Now it's up for grabs for anyone.
And that is true on the foster child point. That's absolutely true. But
on the adoption point. It's not
right.
like people. It's not like people who are going in to adopt children that aren't in foster homes are getting them from a farm somewhere. There was still a man and woman that had sex to create this child.
The Absolutely. Real sad part of all this is there are so many kids in the system that are just hoping beyond hope to get taken out of it, to get taken out of their foster homes. Or, you know,
well, but all
of
these philanthropic gay people that are suddenly going to descend upon the system and get all these kids, they're not, because they'd have foster kids already.
I'm not saying that there's going to be a whole bunch of people descending upon them, but if you go through the adoption process, then they really are your kids, and they're not subject to being snatched up by the DCF or whatever it is in your state, the Department of Children and Families.
Do you really think that the people that are out there, the gay people out there that really want children, that would accept foster children, do you think that those people out there currently don't have any foster kids because they're afraid of the DCF? I don't think so. I mean, that's not a reasonable line of thinking. The okay. fact is they've got an agenda. There's not that many gays that have foster kids out there. That's really not an issue. It's being used as a lever point to shake that whole gay thing in my face some more.
All right, there aren't that many gays out there that have foster children, but those gays that do have foster children, why shouldn't they be allowed to adopt them?
I'm not. The reason is for the greater good of adoption in general.
The greater good of adoption in general.
That's a communist statement right there.
So what you're saying is that for the greater good of adoption in general, these people who are providing children a good home should still have to report to a social worker every month.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's tell you for sure.
Yeah.
corner,
regardless
man.
Of sexuality, it doesn't matter how good of a home these children are being brought up, and it doesn't matter how well they're being provided for or how they're being raised. If that man likes to have sex with another man, he needs to see somebody every month to make sure he's not corrupting the poor little boy.
That's a great point. That's one of the ones you didn't bring up last hour. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, do you think that the law here in Florida preventing gay people from adopting children should be repealed? 1-800-259-9231, or you can, of course, change the topic. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
I just think that there's an agenda there.
But
that's what offends me.
But we did come to a consensus. Oh, no, now, is the world ending in all the other 49 states, Manwich? I mean, 49 states allow gays to adopt children. Is their agenda just being promoted all over the place?
It's not like 27 years ago, all of the gays in Florida got together and decided they were all going to get a kid to match their fanny pack, and the government stepped in to stop it. That's not what happened. Florida's just a backwards, stupid state, where just full of Christian idiot rednecks who decide that they need to, you know, we need to legislate God on the people. These people, they're doing something that's not right.
You know what?
It's not right. Look in the Bible. It's not right.
I think a lot of people who are homophobic, and I don't know to what extent you're a homophobe, man, but I think a lot of people who are homophobic are really just jealous because gays, I think, have more fun than them.
And they can match so much better. They can match their, you know, like, shoes and purses and stuff better.
Shoes and purses,
What
huh?
kind of sense does that make, man?
I know lots of gay men, and I don't really know any that carry purses.
I carry a purse, and I'm not a gay man.
Right, exactly. Ian does carry a purse.
What?
You've never seen this little man purse? This little...
Oh, he carries a backpack.
And it's a little
man purse.
It's about this big. It's a little JanSport, like, man purse.
Backpack.
It's called a man purse.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a man purse. I'll admit it.
Ian be barred from adopting?
It's the case he carries. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Then no question.
It's the case he carries his headphones in. I mean, that's not a really... I mean, it's not like he carries it everywhere. He's...
Well, so what else am I going to carry? I'm a man. I can't put tampons in there. Oh, women use their purse to carry their personal belongings.
Lows in broadcast here.
We've been plenty low before. 1-800-259-9231. Bring us out.
We take the show to this place. Oh, here comes the music. Time for a break.
Yeah,
done.
We're going to come back with more crazy pork. Speaking of gay things, actually, this has nothing to do with gays.
Speaking of gay things, crazy pork.
No, pork from the government, spending your tax dollars, lavishing them. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to ReadyReserves at AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything you want. How many other talk shows allow you to do that? Not too many. Well, maybe they'll give you 1 hour a week. You know, open phones. Friday night, open phones. Call us up.
It's open phone Friday here on whatever.
WXXX.
Cookie cutter conservative talk.
I really wonder how open those phones are anyway. I mean, just knowing how dishonest the radio industry is in general, like with music stations just blatantly lying to people about having a request hour. I really wonder how open they are. I mean, does the call screener have instructions to still screen out types of calls, certain types of calls?
Before I was doing talk radio, I was still a talk radio listener, and I called into a popular national talk show on Open Phone Friday, and it was open phones, but he specifically asked for people calling about a certain topic. He said, it's open phones, you can call whatever you want. Right now we're talking about this, and I'd like to hear a lot of this. And he said that.
Uh-huh.
And I called on that topic. And when I called, like, no, we got enough of that.
Oh, man.
So he hadn't even taken one call on the topic yet. He's like, no, we got enough. We don't
need you. This show is about your calls. And we could be in the middle of talking about something. We were just talking about this situation in Florida with gays. They can't adopt babies here. It's the only state that's like that. And we've got Mike on the line in Kentucky who wants to give us some critique. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's up?
Well, I just think there's enough of this type of, I don't know, the direct, like, and you guys even, you know, critiqued yourself a little bit before the break there talking about how you were headed, you know, taking the show to new lows. And I don't know, I'd almost wonder how old you are, because you basically sound like a bunch of teenagers that have got a hold of a radio show.
Oh, is that right?
That's, you know, that's my impression, because, I mean, you know, it's the kind of giggly stuff, you know, boys talked about when I was in the seventh grade.
Well, what was the giggly stuff that you're referring to?
Well,
exactly?
Especially last night, where you you guys said you got an email, one of you got an email from somewhere that said these are the strange laws, you know, that you covered.
Strange sex laws, right? That was me, Manwich.
Well, I mean, did anybody verify those? Did you get on online to a law reference, you know, university or anywhere, and try to look those statutes up to even verify that? Because, you know,
I considered them to be accurate because them from a show.
Oh, you can believe anything on the web, right? I actually heard you say that last night. So, I mean, how do we know that those were even?
You know, it's a reasonably fair critique. I mean, I'll give you that. But I have special show prep sites that I subscribe to for the radio industry. I generally don't double check the stuff I get from the interprep and that kind of thing.
Well, see, this is part of the problem. If you're going to show prep sites that are kind of steering or giving you ideas for the show, I'm not sure.
Can you imagine what it would take, though, to figure out in, you know, Waukegan, Michigan, a law from the mid-1800s, whether or not it's accurate? I mean, that would be very difficult.
You know,
they would have to cite their references, whoever compiled these. You know,
Mike,
if it was a credible source, they're going to cite their references.
Mike, hey, this is radio. I don't know if you've ever listened to most talk radio before.
I've listened to a lot of talk radio, and I've called into a lot of talk radio.
Most talk radio hosts are blissfully uninformed about virtually everything that spews out of their mouths. They don't do very much show prep.
Not on this radio network. That's the point I'm making. On this radio network,
here we are again. He's juxtaposing us away from the other GCN programming here.
Well, I mean,
we don't fit with the rest of these programs.
Well,
one of those shows is not like
the other. My point is, there is enough base entertainment out there that was the niche that this network carved for itself, and this is not the direction I don't think the GCN needs to be going in. Now, I've been concerned about this ever since John Statmiller's dad died.
You've been concerned about the direction GCN's going?
Yes, I have. And I would like to say, as a longtime listener to going back all the way to the days of For the People Radio, Republic Radio, the American Freedom Network, this is the process that happened. These networks get derailed by going in this direction that you guys are taking it. And it's not just this show, but I have heard a few other shows that make me wonder about the same sort of thing that happened with Republic Radio or American Freedom Network.
I can understand. I hear that you have a complaint about the show, that not every show on GCN fits, you know, the sort of format that you like to hear.
Well,
let me finish, please.
Sure.
At the same time, we have been very successful in our own market as a local market in getting ratings. And that really is how business works in the radio business. We're very good at that.
Let me see. What do you think? Hey, Michael.
That I've heard.
Michael, let me ask you if you can maybe just step outside of the box for a moment.
Well,
what do you think most of America would want to listen to? Would they want to listen to a show where the talk show host says, okay, here's what I'm going to talk about, and here are all the statistics to back it up, and the sources you can go read, and you can verify it yourself, because I spent 7 hours verifying it right before the show? Or do you want to just listen, or do they want to just listen to a show that just talks about interesting things? Because that's what we try to do on this program. And of course, we have the phone lines open to where any listener can call in and bring up absolutely anything. So the real trick to Free Talk Live, Michael, is as we expand, as we get bigger and more popular, and we will, more people are going to be calling in. And so more kinds of topics are going to be going on the air. We can't control what people call in and bring up. So really, it's not necessarily that we're trying to bring this show down the road of the lewd and lascivious. We're not. We're talking about weird sex laws that are actually on the books. These are your politicians that passed these laws. We're just reporting on them.
Hello, Michael.
Well, there's other laws that are still on the books that don't necessarily go to the, you know, to the base topics, like, you know, a law that is still on the books about crossing the street with a lantern so that you don't scare the horses. That's still on
the books.
But
nobody cares about that. That's true.
Well, no, a lot of people care about that. I've read books that have been published on them, and they've sold. They have a price on them. People paid for.
You've read a lot of really dull books, Michael.
And you know what? And Michael, that's true. There are a lot of laws on the books aside from strange sex laws. You know, for example, in the state of Washington, lollipops are illegal.
Okay.
In the state of Washington.
Well, no.
And you can find a whole list of those online at, for example, dumblaws.com. You
those
go to that
fun.
Website.
We've done stuff like that before.
Right, exactly. And on that website, they give you links to the actual text of the laws and stuff like that. But that's not what was made available to us at that particular moment. Somebody brought it up as a topic to one of the show hosts here, which we talk about what people want us to talk about.
And it's
really how do you know what people want you to talk about?
They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-259-9231, just like you did.
And someone sent this to Manwich.
And currently we're talking about a critique on our particular show and how we do it, because that's what you asked to do.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, we really do this. I mean, this show really is about the caller, because I'll tell you, if you called into some other show, especially, you know, with a criticism, they're not going to want to talk to you. They don't want to talk to you about
it. Well, no, that's not true. I've talked to a lot of people that will take critical calls.
Michael, you know, we've taken every single call from you, and I'm sure we're going to continue taking them. But we got about
and we like them.
We got about three other calls holding on the line, so we appreciate you dialing in. Thanks for the call, and we'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231. Everybody, hang on. We are going to get to you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, so take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You cut him off, Ian.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Pam got the mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
Live 1-800-259-9231, the show about you. Anything goes. Whatever you want to talk about. If you think we're getting too base, like our last caller suggested, call Please. In and change the topic.
Please do.
If you're afraid of talking about sex and that sort of thing, and we don't get graphic on this show. I mean, we had somebody else call in last night who was offended that we were talking about the weird sex laws around the country. We're not talking about graphic sexual acts here. We're talking about laws
and
that are on the books.
I want to personally apologize to everyone who's offended by that, because Manwich sold the thing and never got to it, but I called in last night and told him to read it. And so that was entirely my fault.
And I thought it was fine. And I think plenty of other people out there liked it. The problem is, in this business, Manwich, and you know this, you've run a radio station before,
yeah.
You hear from the people who are offended more often than you hear from the people who enjoy your content. Isn't that true?
100 to 1 is what we expect.
Yeah. So for every Michael that there are out there, there's 100 people who enjoyed hearing the story.
I don't know if that's
law.
So.
Really?
100 people are listening?
Actually, more than 100 people are listening.
Okay. I don't know if that's so, because currently we're on, like, we haven't really picked up a bunch of stations. So we're on stations that are sort of GCN, you know, network stations.
But well, I think that Our board operator wants those people to know that they are no longer an underground Patriot network anymore. And as of adding Free Talk Live, they're not. So we are the difference. Let's get back to the phones, back to the fun. We have calls just rolling in like crazy. Let's go to Nick in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. I just want to thank you, first of all, for doing an outstanding job. And I'm getting ready to crank up a radio station about a little after January.
Really?
Yes, sir. And I would sure do like to invite you guys to be on there.
Thank you. Wow, Nick. I mean, how are you going to crank that up? You got some personal financing, or?
Well, yeah, I have that. Plus, basically, what I'm going to do is go on the internet, and we're going to reveal a lot of stuff. We support the citizens, CDCR, which is Citizens Defending Citizens' Rights here in Alabama.
I like this.
Never heard of it. What's that mean?
Citizens' Rights.
I tell you what we do. We stop the idiots from not knowing what these proposals are by the UN Agenda 21, and they're all hipped and hopped about the money coming in, and you know, they're all for the money, and we have to sort of stop them in their tracks and say, idiots, get educated and realize what you're trying to pass.
Well, if anybody's for education, it's Free Talk Live. We try
and
to.
If anybody's against the UN, it's Free Talk Live.
Thank
that's
you.
That's for sure. Yeah,
and thank you. We want the UN out of the United States. I
want
what.
To abolish the federal government, so how about that, Nick?
Please. Oh, please.
The UN sounds great. It sounds like, you know, nations getting together, giving each other big hugs. You know, like, it's beautiful. But the fact is, it's a bunch of thugs. And,
yeah. Right. I agree.
It doesn't represent anybody.
I tell you what, we've got a war going on here, and my purpose, I guess, in life is I've been teaching it for about 15 years now, and we need to keep on educating the people, and the more we get, maybe we have a chance to fight what we have left in America. It's already been abused and embarrassed. It's an embarrassing situation of everything going on between the presidential election to Michael Jackson and the gay movement and everything. And when you said that Florida was the only state that had the against the gay adopting, I couldn't believe that. You mean 49 states still permit the gays to adopt?
49 states do not have laws on the books barring gays from adopting. I don't know what level they're at as far as actually allowing them through the system, just
right
in practice, but as far as actually on the books, Florida is the only state that has a law barring gays from adopting.
So, Nick,
I'm going to do some checking here and stir it up, and let's see what we can do. Maybe you may have two states out of the four.
When is your radio station going on the air, Nick?
Okay, it's probably going to be around, I'm hoping around the 15th of January. We're already doing some local broadcasting on several stations here, but I'm going to strictly internet streaming.
So you're not actually going to be on the air? You're not actually going to be a radio station?
No, No.
So, we'd still be happy to be on your internet stream. You can log on at freetalklive.com and get more information there.
I sure will. Freetalklive.com.
Freetalklive.com. Now, I see here on my call screening menu here that you wanted to talk about a sex topic. What was on your mind?
Oh, goodness. I'm 53 years old. I don't even know what that means anymore.
You're married, are you?
Yeah. Just got too many other hours in the fire to even think about that. No, I'm just kidding. No, I was when I talked to your person there, I was just amazed. It blew my mind about the gays deal. Let me ask you one question. What can we do about it? What can we do to stop it?
Well, I say repeal the law, because I think what we need to do, and I think what would make everybody happy, is if we privatize adoption. This is kind of a solution we posted last hour, and obviously you weren't tuned in for it, but if you privatize adoption and make it so that, let's say that, Nick, you want to have your own adoption agency. Well, you can set your own rules. You can adopt out to whoever you want to or whomever you don't want to. You can exclude whatever interest groups that you want. And there are going to be some groups that will adopt to gays, and that's their business and that's their prerogative. But I think we need to get the government out of it. How's that sound to you, Nick?
I think it sounds great.
All right, Nick. Well, hey, we got to run. I'm not sure we'll hear from you again, but thanks for tuning in.
Hey, thank you. I'll be in touch. I'll send you an email.
Sounds good. Freetalklive.com. Thanks again.
Thanks, Nick.
1-800-259-9231. You see how freedom brings people together?
Freedom, it really does. So what you're saying is if adoption was privatized and I wanted to start my own adoption agency that only adopted Chinese babies to Polish couples, I could do that?
You absolutely could.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
If you thought there was enough Polish couples out there to make it marketable, sure.
You know, it's sort of the way I feel about it, and I feel that that's the way it should be in everything. I feel like if you don't want to rent your apartment to, I'm going to pick something nice and easy and say white people. I don't want to rent my apartment building to white people. I'd rather just have all Chicanos like me or whatever. But whatever. You know, I mean, a Chicano could think that.
Right.
Don't you think they should be free to do that?
Absolutely.
They own the apartment building.
It's, you know what, the real consequence, if there are any consequences, let's say there's five different apartment buildings that want to do that. They only want to rent to Chicanos. Well, that's their prerogative. They may lose business as a result of it because they're cutting out blacks, they're cutting out whites, they're cutting out any other market out there except for Chicanos. If they can make it happen and they can turn a profit, then by all means. Otherwise, they're going to go out of business. And that's the one problem with being racist like that. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Gabe in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. What's up, Gabe?
This is one of the first times I've tuned in.
Is a female Gabe.
Aren't most females Gabe?
No, I thought Gabe was a male. Short for Gabriel.
Yeah.
It was just, I'm surprised.
Yeah, it's just, okay.
I have to apologize because, Gabe, on this particular show, we have a women come first rule where if a female calls the show, we take you and put you to the front of the line. If I had known that you were a female, I would have taken you before I took Nick's call. But anyway, Gabe, what's on your mind?
That doesn't seem like a fair rule.
No, it's completely unfair. But
we were just talking about how we think it's unfair that the people tell us what is fair.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because
we like women.
In the talk radio industry, it's considered to be basically a male format. And we like to disprove that by letting our female callers come first.
Exactly. And we just think that, and of course, women are just very interesting. And we don't, talk radio doesn't hear from them very often. Gabe, we want you to hang on because we actually haven't gotten to your topic yet. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Gabe's phone call at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is your show. Take control. Change the topic if you want. Free Talk Live.
Women come first after the break.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
You're looking for another rock and roll record that'll make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live is your show. Dial us up toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We got all kinds of calls rolling in here. We're going to get back right back to the phones, back to the fun, because this is the show about you. Anything between political, personal, or somewhere else, we'll talk to you about anything. Let's go back to the phones to Gabe, who is calling from Canada. Gabe, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, well, I have to admit, I haven't listened to GCN Live for quite a while. After 3 p.m.
Okay.
This is Free Talk Live that you're listening to, the radio show Free Talk Live.
Okay.
But yeah, you have to understand that other radio stations will carry this program, but not any other GCN program. So, anyway, here you are. What's up?
But you are on GCN, right?
Correct. They are our network, yes.
Yeah, they're who carries the show.
Yeah, so I was kind of surprised just to tune in and listen to you because I got really confused. So I'm not quite sure, listening to your program, where you kind of stand on the whole gay adoption issue. Like, I'm confused.
Well, you have one person in the room that believes that gays should be able to adopt willy-nilly.
Now, I didn't say...
And...
He didn't say who that person was.
You had your chance to explain my position. You guys called me homophobe all over the place. And you have one person that, you know, sort of believes that things are fine at the status quo. Now, let's make it clear that in 49 states, there's no law in America. You're calling from Canada, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
In 49 states in America, there's no laws against gays adopting. There's only one state that happens to have laws in the books.
So how do you guys stand on that? Are you like kind of the divide and conquer mentality, or what's going on?
Well, we don't all have to agree on the issue, do we?
Right. That's one thing about this show is not everyone who's in here doing this program is going to have the same opinion on everything. You're not going to see, on a lot of issues, you're not going to see an overall show opinion. Ian and I both happen to agree that someone's sexuality shouldn't be taken into account. It should have to do with how well they're going to raise the child and how well they're going to provide for the child.
Although I can say that I think we have all come to a consensus on what the solution is.
However, and Manwich thinks that overall it would probably be better if gay couples were not allowed to adopt. However, overall, we have come to the consensus that everything could be resolved by privatizing adoption and letting individual adoption agencies decide for themselves who they want to adopt to. If a Bond of Love adoption agency decides they don't want to adopt out to gay families, but, you know, Eddie's meat market adoption agency wants to, Eddie's more than welcome to take any kids who come through there and adopt them out to who he wants. You know, the parents at that point have the ability to evaluate adoption agencies that are going to place their children with the families that they think are best for their children.
So how do you feel about that, Gabe?
So at this point, you're on DCN, and you do have other radio networks that you're on?
GCN is our satellite provider.
They're the network, but we are on other radio stations. We are on radio stations.
Terrestrial radio stations.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the name of your show?
The name of the show is Free Talk Live, and you can log on at freetalklive.com.
And if you want to get your local affiliate to carry Free Talk Live, you just call...
I don't think she does, Manwich.
No, I get the impression she's not very impressed.
I get the impression she's going to send an email to Ted Anderson, which is fine.
Well, I think that both of your impressions are completely wrong.
Okay, so what would your answer be, Gabe?
Now, what was that? You're just like, well, I know this person I've only spoken to for 3 minutes. Here's what she's going to do. That's completely unfair.
You're right. It was completely unfair.
All right, so go ahead, Gabe. She's writing down the name of the show.
So go ahead, Gabe. I apologize.
I apologize.
Okay, so now that you've both, like, done a big runaround, where am I supposed to go from here? I mean...
We're asking you. What do you think the answer is on this situation? If we're all wrong, what's the right answer?
Now,
I'm not saying that you're all wrong. Why are you trying to perceive me as being all wrong? All I've just asked is a bunch of intellectual questions, and
right.
You guys are just jumping all over the place.
So what's your answer, then?
Okay, yeah, the question is, when you say, where are you supposed to go from here, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm just wondering what your guys' actual stance is, because it seems that you...
Didn't we just review them for you?
...from here to there... Okay. Okay, can you please not interrupt me?
Sorry. Of course, go ahead.
It's your show, and you get to talk as much as you want, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it seems to me that you guys are jumping from here to there, up to down, left to right. I'm not really quite sure what your stance is at all.
Okay,
and I find that very confusing.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out where you guys are
at. What part is it that you're confused with exactly?
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to figure out where you guys are at.
Now you know.
On what? The gay issue?
Well, yeah, even the adoption issue. I mean, you
didn't
guys are just jumping around all over the place. You know, what it seems to me is that you guys are just throwing a bunch of dirt out there, and that you're trying to do the divide and conquer issue.
Well, let's
who
you know
are
what,
we
do,
who are
like,
we
you
dividing
guys are making,
who are
you know
conquering?
What you know what upsets me too is that
I knew you were upset.
You guys are actually taking a very important issue, which, by the way, I won't tell you my opinion of.
Oh, okay.
But
that makes for great talk radio when the callers won't give us their opinions.
But see, here's
but
the
you're
thing.
Making light of it. You're making light of it, and so it's confusing.
Yes, everything in life should be absolutely gravely serious.
Well, now, even...
No, I'm not saying that. Come on, guys.
Now, all we're doing is we're discussing the issue as best we can, and we do it amicably.
Well, don't
we don't scream at each
minimizing
other.
Minimizing it by making it a laughing matter. I mean, this is a very serious issue to many people.
Okay, you're bringing
this
us down, and we're now serious again.
This is not a particularly serious show.
I'm bringing you down. That's very funny.
We're down to the serious level now. Okay, Scott has a comment. Let's be serious.
Okay, now, actually, this is a very serious issue to several people. I personally...
Several people? To probably... Millions of people.
Okay.
Can you please put it in perspective?
I apologize.
Several people here.
I apologize. Several was maybe not the appropriate term to use. However, this is a very serious issue to a large number of people.
Yes, it is.
However, at the same time, all we can do is bring forth our opinions on the matter. I found this article today. I thought it was something kind of interesting. I didn't know Florida had these laws on the books, and so I brought it in to talk about. I stated my opinion on the issue. Ian stated his. Manwich stated his.
And I don't know where she's
confused. And we were all very clear on our position.
I don't know where, Gabe, you're confused. Maybe you could help us clarify what exactly your point of confusion is. We just went over what our opinions were. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I really do want to hear what she thinks about it. This is Free Talk Live.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Live 1-800-259-9231, toll free 1-800-259-9231. We're gonna go right back to the phones, back to the phone. It's the show about you can bring up anything you want. Let's go back to Gabe in Canada. Gabe, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. Thanks
for
calling.
I'm not quite sure where we left off.
Oh, well, you know what I wanted to know? You said before that you were not going to tell us what your opinion was. Why not?
Because my opinion doesn't matter.
Well, to us, it does, so we want to know what it is.
You know what? My opinion does not matter.
Well, Gabe, this is an interactive talk show, and we want to talk to people and get their opinion. So when you have an opinion,
I'll tell you what my opinion is.
Go for it.
My opinion is that everybody needs to follow their own heart. And my heart does not matter to anybody else. What matters is everybody's own heart.
I'm with you, Gabe.
It sounds like she's agreeing with us.
I'm absolutely with Gabe. That's exactly what we stated. We are stating that private adoption agencies should be allowed to make their own choices.
I think you're twisting what I said. I think that you're taking a little turn in the road.
I don't think you're understanding what we're saying.
Hold on, let me finish getting my idea out, because with privatized adoption like that, that would allow adoption agencies and parents to follow their own heart and choose whether or not they want to go with an agency gays to adopt, or go with an agency that wouldn't adopt to black people if they didn't think black people should be able to.
Doesn't that make sense?
What upsets me is that I just came from your program, and you were talking about gays, and you were talking about adoption, and you were talking about the homosexual agenda. And then one of you, because I don't know who either of you are, and I don't know your names, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Started to laugh hysterically.
You know,
like,
Dave,
there was no such thing.
The more you listen, you'll learn all of our names.
Wait, Dave, I'm sorry.
We got to run. We got other calls on the line, we got to get to them before the show's over. But we're going to be here 6 nights a week, so you don't go anywhere, and tune in again tomorrow night from 7 to 9 Eastern Time. How about that? Thanks, Gabe.
Whatever,
buddy. Appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Skyler in
Sarasota. She told you, pal.
Let's go to Skyler in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Man, I guess it doesn't matter how much time people get on the air. It's never enough, you know? It's like, you know, that you got a message board, you got a chat room, you know.
Available free at freetalklive.com, by the way.
All available. You know, the conversation continues. It doesn't have to take place only on the air. Free Talk Live is a concept. But basically, what I wanted to call in and say was, you know, Mike called in earlier and he was talking about how all the shows on GCN they just do diligent fact checking. Well, you know, being an avid listener to Free Talk Live for quite some time, and I've been known as the research person here. Well, being a diligent little research person, I've been listening to GCN nonstop.
Okay.
Every day at work, and well, I just have to tune in and get incredibly angry at one of the shows, and I won't mention the name. I'll just say that the host of one of the shows just started talking about how what they teach in government schools about evolution is that it's all left up to chance. It's all left up to chance, and if evolution were such a fact, and if evolution were really science, wouldn't we have seen one animal that has evolved into another critter already? And he starts talking about all these things that are like, dude, did you not do any research before you got on the air?
Oh,
these things are all facts.
Not.
It's all science. Apparently
Skyler,
not.
Thanks for the call, buddy. We'll talk to you later. 1-800-259-9231. This has been Free Talk Live.
Oh, there we go.
We're going to be back tomorrow night from 7 to 9 o'clock live here Eastern Time. 1-800-259-9231.
Log on
at freetalklive.com. We're out. See you tomorrow night.
U.S. Gold and